Texte numéro 51. Learning in dorm because class is on the web. Like most other undergraduates, Anish Patel likes to sleep in. Even though his Principles of Microeconomics class at 9:30 a.m. with Dr. Rush is just a 5-minute stroll from his dorm, he would rather flip open his laptop in his room to watch the lecture streamed live over the campus network. The University of Florida broadcasts and archives Dr. Rush's lectures less for the convenience of sleepy students than for a simple principle of economics. 1,500 undergraduates are enrolled, and no lecture hall could hold them. Dozens of popular courses in psychology, statistics, biology, and other fields are also offered primarily online. Students on this scenic campus of stately oaks rarely meet classmates in these courses. Online education is best known for serving older, non-traditional students who cannot travel to college because of jobs and family. But the same technologies of distance learning are now finding their way onto campuses, especially public institutions hit hard by declining state funds. At the University of Florida, students are earning 12% of their credit hours online this semester, a figure shortly expected to grow to 25%. However, it raises questions that go to the core of a college's mission. Is it possible to learn as much when your professor is a mass of pixels whom you never meet? How much of a student's education and growth, academic and personal, depends on face-to-face contact with instructors and fellow students? Across the country, online education is exploding. 4.6 million students took a college-level online course during fall 2008, up 17% from a year earlier, according to a survey of online learning. A large majority, about 3 million, were simultaneously enrolled in face-to-face courses. Very few attend private colleges. Families paying $53,000 a year demand low student-professor ratios. Universities that have plunged into the online field, mostly public, cite their dual mission to serve as many students as possible while remaining affordable, as well as a desire to exploit the latest technologies. Due to severe budget cuts, online instruction appears as the future of higher education. A sampling of Florida professors teaching online found both enthusiasm and doubts. Students can stop the lecture and rewind when they do not understand something. Interactivity can be built with small group online discussions. There are chat boxes with students' comments and questions. But there are doubts too. Who are the students? Can passion be inspired by an online course? Some students criticize the online format. The one test so far online required answering 5 questions in 10 minutes. A lightning round to prevent cheating by Googling answers. No comments, no feedback. The grades are always late. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2010.